Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I get doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I get doggone if I wouldn't bring in my pay. Baby.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour, thank you very much. Hang it out with me, that's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, not late, great yet, still, I'm still here. I'm not dead yet, still working hard and bringing you really smart people on the show, like our good friend Mary Contando. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Mary is here. Mary's back. She's a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, working hard all the time on behalf of small business owners with an extra focus on the ladies. She really spends a lot of her time helping ladies put their best foot forward. And Mary, I'm proud of you for that, proud of the work that you do. Womansadvantage.biz, right?
That's right. You got it.
Okay, so check that out, folks, and all of her books are there that she's written. We're talking about some of the things that we can, some of the questions we can ask of ourselves, of our business, as we wrap up the year, get ready for the new year. Let's just shuck the baggage of the past year. Let's get rid of that, right, Mary, and pick up some new stuff for the coming year. So let's identify what was successful. Let's be a little more granular when we look at our business. Don't look at this whole big enterprise under one roof. Look at the sales and marketing and advertising and technology and people and vendors and products and things like that, right, Mary? Let's look at all those and ask these questions of every one of those elements.
Exactly, Jim. That's the way to do it. Not to say, oh, what kind of a year did we have in general, but really pull all the little pieces apart and analyze each one.
How about this? How about if we got really indignant and we said, what if we didn't have that? What if Joe wasn't here anymore or whatever? You know, if you ask all those questions of everything, and some of them, you know, people might say, whoa, don't even say that. What are you talking about? But they might say, well, wait a minute. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't have had this, and that would have been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to ask the questions, don't you? And you got to answer them honestly.
Exactly. It's all about playing what if kinds of games with yourself and trying to figure out how things would be different and how they could be better.
How can we be better? How can we manage better? Yeah. Okay, so you got a couple more questions.
Yeah. One question that I really like to ask, because a lot of us look at our competition and we say, well, we're better at them in this area and we're better at them in this area. But flip that around and say, what one thing do our competitors do better than us? So, you know, if you're a mom and pop store and you feel like, oh my gosh, you're competing against Amazon. How can you compete against Amazon? Well, you know, you can say, well, you know, they really deliver faster than we do, or they take all kinds of credit cards, or it's easier to deal with them 24/7. So look at the kinds of things that your competitors do better than you, and either figure out how to trump that, or figure out some kind of a workaround that it can be to your advantage.
Well, you know, here's another way to look at that, Mary, and I hope I'm not stepping on your fifth question, but. You know, what I'd also like to ask them to do is say, okay, what is it that people love about my competitor, Walmart, let's say, and what do they hate about my competitor, and how can I be everything that they hate about that company?
Right.
How can I be more convenient? How can I offer more service? How can I offer more technical help? How can I be more responsive? How can I remind people? You know, how can I be more human? How can we be? You know, to the degree that people like to do business with humans, how can we be more human?
You know, here's the thing. Especially if you've got a small mom and pop, typically brick and mortar business, but it doesn't even have to be that. Just remembering people's names.
Yeah, it's huge.
When somebody comes in and you walk in the door and they say, hi, Jim, how are you today? Oh, my my God.
Makes me want to come back.
That differentiates you from everything else in the world.
It makes me want to come back, Mary.
Yes, yes. It doesn't matter how cheap the competition is. It doesn't matter anything.
It'll make me give you more money, Mary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It works,
sure.
Folks. It happens. It works. It's real. What we're talking about here is real. This is not some kumbaya kind of story. Mary and I, you know, we've been around a while, and this really works. Go ahead, Mary. Last question.
It does. It really does. It does. It just having people remember you, you know, and maybe remember that you've got four grandkids, something like that,
yep.
Just makes a big difference in your sales.
And the good thing about small business owners,
bottom line.
The good thing about small business owners, we don't have that many customers anyway. It's not like it's that hard. What's the last question?
The last question is, what do people hate about your industry, and how can you capitalize on that? What do people hate about your industry? So, you know, if you're in the exhibit and trade show business,
mm-hmm.
Maybe people hate the cost. Maybe people hate the schlepping to
mm-hmm.
Chicago all the time. Maybe people hate the fact that their graphics have to be changed every 6 months. You know, what do they really hate about it? And how can you back up and capitalize on that? How can you take them to a show in a smaller city instead of Chicago?
Right, right. I like it. Mary, thank you. I like the way you always push our envelopes. You always challenge us, and we appreciate that very much. Womansadvantage.biz, right?
That's it, Jim. That's
hey, Mary. Hey, Mary. Merry Christmas.
Yes, and I'll talk to you next year, Jim.
Happy New Year. See you then. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Me too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.